Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tropical Storm Harvey, which settled over the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas not long after making landfall as a Category 4 hurricane, is now dumping torrents of rain over hundreds of kilometers of coastline. Not far inland is the city of Houston, the nation's fourth largest, which is experiencing flooding unlike it's seen in decades of massive and devastating tropical storms. Dana Steele is a Houston native.
I am watching my beloved city. This will not be months. This will be years. And now this is happening to the entire city. This will take years for this wonderful city to recover.
Patrick Burke is lead forecaster with the U.S. Weather Protection Center, a prediction center that is. That's in Maryland. VOA asked him why this is happening to the Houston area.
This hurricane has taken a very unique track. It's not something that we've seen before, where an intense major hurricane comes onto the coastline and then backs up right over the same area that it came into originally. So that really ramps up the rainfall amounts. Now, we normally see very heavy rainfall with inland-moving hurricanes, but this one in particular is, it seems, going to surpass what we've seen with any system in the past.
Forecasters are saying Houston will get at least 1.3 meters of rain before the end of the week. A local official in Sierra Leone has put the death toll for heavy flooding and mudslides 2 weeks ago at more than 1,000. Eleanor Goromi Metzger of Regent outside the capital Freetown said the exact number of those perished may never be known, official government figures putting the death toll at 450. This is VOA News. Iraq.